Senior Focus. Kia ora tātou. I'm Anne-Marie Khoury. I'm your presenter for this edition of Senior Focus. And I have with me today a guest, Alex Bonham, who's very familiar to our listeners because Alex does broadcast for us from time to time, and she is the chair of the Waitemata Local Board in Auckland. So welcome, Alex.
Kia ora, Anne-Marie. It's lovely to be here.
Yeah, and this week I wanted some cheery news. I decided it's gloomy out there. We get too much gloom and doom. And so I thought I'd kick off by talking about the highlight of my week so far. And that was to attend a meeting of seniors at the Exercise Science Department of Auckland University and discover what kind of exercises to improve flexibility and mobility there were and how we could perform them. And the students took us through our paces, and they actually charted our results against norms, gender and age norms. And I was quite surprised. I was above average on about 80% of the exercises, so that was good buzz. But at the same token, I saw people struggle, and I saw people being guided and being given a lot of help. And everybody was motivated to go home and actually do these things at home. And, of course, that would be at no cost to them, but infinite benefits to perform, you know, small movements daily and fit them in is just a habit to engage in that you know you're investing in your well-being down the track. And I think that's a really great message to get out there. So from my excitement of that session, which lasted about 2.5 hours altogether, not flat out cardio stuff. So we managed it all comfortably, and we had a shared morning tea at the end. And during that morning tea, we learned about the Co-Create Age team at Auckland University and how they initiated this activity session in conjunction with the Exercise Science Department. And they have on other plans, really exciting plans, to do a creative arts therapy master's course next year. I'm not sure what it's going to be called, so don't quote me on that, but it will enable people to study all the different areas of creativity that impact brain functioning, improving cognitive ability in older age. And so, but not just older age, at any stage in the lifespan when people need to regain some of their brain function, the people doing this course will have a wealth of knowledge and tools to apply in all kinds of environments and situations where activities can be provided for people. So it's a very exciting program to know that that's being researched and being put together and will be available for people to study.
That's awesome. Co-Create Age are a fantastic group of people. It's a fantastic program. So are you going to sign up as a volunteer participant?
Well, I am, and really, and that's how I got on the exercise class. But I am also interested in the other activities that they're running. They've got a gardening group, and they've also got this ongoing exercise interest. So we're going to actually have the lecturer from that group of students come in to the studio and make a program. So we'll be hearing more from Co-Create Age, and we'll have other programs with them later in the year.
Oh, that's fantastic. The highlight of my week was also something that I didn't have to pay for. My little girl does sports, and she has to have her hair curled and perfectly done for it. It's a bit sort of, she does cheerleading, which is a bit like gymnastics. So she's been practicing on my hair, and it's like having a head massage. It's absolutely blissful. So I think she needs a bit more practice, and I will be able to help her out by being her model.
Whoa, isn't that neat? Intergenerational activities that people can delight in. Yes, I love it. And, of course, as we're getting to discover all the things that took place in the Global International Week in New Zealand, all the different new initiatives that were started up with all kinds of different age groups interacting in all kinds of settings, we, of course, you know, the more we hear about, the more we think, oh, that's great. We used to do something like that years ago. and I laugh. Yes, I think we were more knitted up years ago, and we're obviously divided and split into lots of different groups, gender groups, age groups, and so on. And so anything that breaks this down has just got to be good for health and well-being of everybody.
Oh, I couldn't agree more. But I think a lot of our image of the world comes through sort of advertising and marketing and all sorts of other stuff. But in real life, we are connected in all sorts of ways. And there is so much going on this month that is fun, that will be appealing to all ages, like Music Month.
Uh-huh.
And the Writers' Festival and the Comedy Festival. The Writers' Festival has a whole schools program, and you just see people of all ages going through the RTS Centre, and tickets have been selling like hotcakes. And it's just fantastic. All these people who want to talk together and share ideas.
And I must say, I'm really amazed at the number of quality free programs within the writers' program. I mean, this year in particular, there are overseas writers from Canada, and they've got lots to say with their very forthright premier, who's very cleverly masterminded some new developments to keep the American car industry producing despite Trump's tariffs. And so there's all sorts of things coming out of there. Their writers are very politically sharp. So that session, I think, will be one that you have to queue up early to get in. Otherwise, you miss out.
Yeah, totally. Some of those free events are so popular and so good. Mm. As well. So, yeah, I'd go down to the RTS Centre week after next and next week and enjoy.
That's right. And on the Friday night, there's a wonderful free program at Britomart in that precinct. There are all kinds of things going on for over a couple of hours, all coordinated by Auckland Council, and it's all free.
Yeah, Street Side is wonderful, but I think it was a couple of days ago, on the 8th.
Okay, right.
So they changed it so that it didn't clash with the rest of the program.
I see. Yeah, okay. So I was out of town, so it wasn't something I could actually stretch to. But nevertheless, I'll be going to the Writers' Festival, and it's interesting how many people that I've met there have ended up on our program at some point. I've met some very interesting New Zealanders that we've been able to phone in different parts of the country and talk to. So look out. You know, we're going to come up with some really interesting programs out of it, I'm sure.
I'm sure. And the Music Month has also got a number of free programs. So if you're in town, as Loose End, there's a tiny venue called The Mighty, which is just outside the railway station at Britomart, Wairamata, into Komatatanga. And it's a shipping container that fits 6 to 8 people, and it's just you and an artist. And there are some top-rate artists performing there, and they do one song. And then you move on out and let the next group in. And it's just absolutely magic, just 5 minutes of special.
I think it's wonderful to expose kids to variety, and teens in particular, to open their eyes to all sorts of ways in which people create fun in their lives and also create to make a living.
Absolutely. The arts economy is absolutely massive. So people want to get involved, whether as an audience member or as a participant. It's just very good for the soul.
Indeed. And the best way to have, one of the best ways to have fun is to volunteer. Because in serving others, you can put your own baggage aside and realize that there's more to life than the things that you're allowing to nag you and rob you of peace. And in volunteering, there are so many opportunities. Sometimes it's a small membership fee, but there's lots of free entertainment, lots of free morning and afternoon teas, or there are lots of outings organised, and they are much, much cheaper than if you were doing a commercial version. There are choirs, there are music groups, there are gardening groups, there are environmental groups. It just goes on and on.
It does, and many of them, there's absolutely no contribution, financial contribution required, just your time. The environmental programs that we do in across Auckland, at this time of year, particularly focusing on getting rid of pest plants, there might be planting days, pest trapping is another one, and there are talks that are free, that are offered by some of these environmental groups, so you can meet lots of other people who are interested in the same things. So really recommend, if you're into the environment and want to make a difference, to just Google Volunteering Auckland. So many opportunities will come up. And it's deeply satisfying, and you just develop your network of friends.
Yes, Volunteering Auckland do a fantastic job in helping to match people with groups and opportunities that will suit them. So getting in touch with them makes sense.
Yeah, absolutely. And then there's community volunteering, and some men's sheds have been doing just fantastic stuff supporting environmental groups, whether it's making pest traps. I think you were talking to me about a men's shed a little while ago with butterfly houses. What was that about?
Oh, yes. There is a men's shed that have got together with Settlers Retirement Village seniors. I think some of their members are living in the village, and they decided they wanted to take on a project of building a butterfly house, and this would enable children to study the science around butterflies and moths. They would be able to study the life cycle, and they'll be able to do some research for the Moths and Butterflies Trust. And incidentally, that trust has a fabulous website. Just put Moths and Butterflies Trust New Zealand into Google and you'll head off to their website, and you can see all the wonderful science and laboratory and environmental research projects that they have for children to do. Whether the children sign up through school and do these activities as part of their school program, or whether they actually do them in their spare time as a hobby, the opportunities are amazing.
Oh, that's so cool. So, what else did you want to talk to me about, Anne-Marie?
Well, it occurred to me that there's always new things cropping up in Auckland. I mean, we've had some successful remodelling of parts of the downtown, and we hear a lot about the inconvenience of the hurricane fencing in Wellesley Street and the roads dug up, and, you know, how miserable it is in Queen Street. And all this gets reinforced. And I just want to talk about not the doom and gloom, the good stuff. And I know that Wynyard Quarter offers a tremendous amount of fun and activity for children and older people too, and walks around the wharves and around the park areas and to some of the container shared activities, and just, it just goes on and on. I think it's in your area. So I thought, maybe you could tell us more about Wynyard Quarter.
Wynyard Quarter is absolutely brilliant. I mean, there are two playgrounds, but there's also this sort of open space where kids can sort of get on their wheels and practice, whether it's skateboards or roller skates. It's a really fun place to be. But I would say that Queen Street is pretty fantastic too. So that little venue, the Mighty, that's at the bottom of Queen Street, that Tekomtitanga. If you come up a bit, you'll get to the Art Gallery, which has got this fantastic program for kids called Artland, where they can create little figures and add them to this world. And these mountains of little figures and models are being developed. And if you then pop across the road to Atia Centre, yeah, you'll get to the Writers' Festival. Or if you go up the hill a bit, you'll get to the Comedy Classic and Q Theatre. And the Comedy Festival is on as well. So actually, the city centre has got so much going on. And there was a lot of stuff for kids during the school holiday, but, you know, school holidays are well over now. So, but during the Writers' Festival, this place will be taken over by kids climbing the trees and playing around here, and it will be just delightful.
Yes, and I think that people sometimes weave stories about crime, but during the day it is it's very accessible, and I know on the weekends, when the buses are coming in, the children are going free on the buses on the weekends.
Yes, yes, that's true. Children are free. And I think crime is an issue in all cities in the world, but I personally don't feel unsafe in the city centre, even at night. And there's a lot of people around, so I wouldn't hold back. You'd be very, very unlucky. Very unlucky if something happened to you.
I certainly am in town at least one or two evenings a week, and I find at bus stops and so on, the lighting is good and there's plenty of sense of there's a good atmosphere. There's a sense that it is relatively safe. I certainly haven't felt unsafe. There are some fringe areas, I won't name them because I don't want to do naming and shaming on the program, but there are one or two areas that where the lighting is not good, and where there are sometimes people who are overly intoxicated hanging around and making a nuisance of themselves. But that is the picture painted of Queen Street, but my experience of Queen Street is that that hasn't been a problem for me. I haven't noticed much of that at all.
No, and I think, as I said, you know, things can happen. There can be some unpleasant behaviour in all sorts of cities. And I think, particularly if you're out very late at night, you know, and people are intoxicated, you just walk on quickly. But I don't think it's particularly unsafe here. And I think the stats show that crime is going down. And kids, I remember a few years ago, there was a problem with ramroads at different parts of the city. There seemed to be a trend, whereas now young people are being told off for doing wheelies and being a bit intimidated in bike, you know, on their bikes in large groups. And I think that's a significant improvement.
Yes. So, thinking about fun, and still on the topic of how we can live brightly on less money, I was very intrigued at paying a visit to Te Rimutahi, the new park in Ponsonby Road, because it's such a fantastic site. And I'd seen the drawings and so on, but I was really blown away when I actually got there and saw how many different types of activities it would sustain.
It's great, isn't it? It was designed really well. It went through this community planning process, and people wanted to do lots of different things, and not all of them have come to pass, but many, many have. So people go down there, I think, every couple of weeks and go dancing, do swing dancing under the shelter. There's been markets, outdoor movies, and we've got a play box as well, which is this wheelie bin, which is full of toys from skipping ropes to cornhole and swing ball. And families just have a lovely time playing.
I just thought, as I wandered around, I thought it would be a neat place to rehearse a skit or a comedy stint, or just read a book of poetry aloud, just read from it to people, and just informally bring your own friends and have your own practice session. much better than trying to practice indoors at home. I think something about being outdoors is expansive and gives people a sense of, oh, I could throw my voice more. I could really get into this. So the opportunity for them to be moving, to be speaking, to be acting, to be impressing on their friends and so on, it's there. And for older people too. I mean, I sort of see it as almost a Hyde Park soapbox opportunity. And bringing your own food, having a picnic and sharing it with others is great, because there's got toilets there, there's even your seating is all set up, so you can have various groups there, but they can all be doing different things in different parts.
Yeah, you totally can. And it's amazing. It was only planted up last year, and it's already looking so lovely.
And it's so central. I mean, it's in a position in the middle of that mile along Ponsonby Road, where you've got easy reach to the bookshops, the secondhand bookshop, the Franklin Road, to destination places like Priego, like Annabelle's and Three Lamps shopping, and then you can go up the other end, and so you could actually make a whole day of it. Yes.
Oh yeah, you totally could have a great day just of combining a bit of cafe culture, some browsing of the bookshop, and you can go to the shops and so many restaurants there. An iconic eats list was announced on Tuesday, and there were so many great restaurants and winners on Ponsonby Road on that list.
So I think we're very, very fortunate. And when you mentioned the art gallery, I immediately thought of the wonderful exhibition of Chinese art that's there at the moment.
It's so good.
Hmm.
Yeah, it's quite frightening. Have you been to see it yet?
No, I was about to say I haven't had that opportunity, but it's definitely on my list to do. I'm not going to leave it till the last week of the exhibition.
No, you have to go. You have to go. It's a really, really good exhibition. And yeah, I found some of the works of art quite chilling.
Mm.
So you have to go and have a look.
Mm. I think there's a range of topics and themes and styles and multimedia installations, and the scope of it is it's mind-boggling. I think if anyone needs a shake-up when they're thinking about China being backward, they need to come to the exhibition.
Absolutely, yes.
Mm.
It covers such, as you say, a real diverse range of stuff. And I had thought that the time where an exhibition had the power to shock or to really move you and shift your thinking was maybe gone, because we've got so much information all of the time. But this exhibition did do that to me, and I've been really reflecting on it and the importance of China in the world. It's amazing.
One of the things that I've also been looking at is the research around creativity and health, partly as part of my connections with Co-Create Age, but I've been quite fascinated that there's so much has come out of how plastic the brain is, how the brain can be stretched, and cognitively we can be expanded. There's no limit. So the brain cells are not just a collection that slowly deteriorate. They can be refreshed and renewed, rewired, and replaced.
And in fact,
we've learned so much about the brain in recent times that we now can see the real impact of creative programs, creative activities, why they're essential to aging well, why they're essential to age, to preparing us to move through transitions across the lifespan.
That's absolutely true. Yeah. Physical activity, mental activity, creative activity, you know, activity, really, keeps you young, alive, regenerating.
And it doesn't actually matter whether it's a more intellectual process like writing, or whether it's cake baking, or whether it's scrapbooking, or even jigsaw puzzles. As long as you are problem solving, then you're stimulating the brain.
So that's the connection. Yeah. And the connections with other people, I think, is another key indicator of longevity and well-being.
It is indeed. And most of these activities seem to, they go better when you're relating with others. I mean, even artists that work on their own, they thrive with having feedback from their audience. So the social component's so important. And the research is stacking up so well, and it doesn't seem to matter what the activity is, whether it's art, music, drama, and as I said, cake baking or scrapbooking or whatever. There seems to be spin-off benefits for all of the activities.
Ah, that's cool.
So I am going to have quite a few more programs about people who are actively engaged with some of the activities that we've talked about on this program. So, for example, we're going to have a program with the Men's Shed coming up, and we're going to have the Co-Create Age people coming in. We do talk with people who've gone through music groups, and we've got some people's stories about how they change through getting involved in these activities. And I think just listening to people's personal stories is a great part of our program, and so we want to expand that too. So
I shall look forward to that.
Yeah, so thank you, Alex, for being on board today and sharing with me what to do in the inner Auckland, and not to be afraid to come to town and seek out the activities.
Come in and enjoy. But look, quick, before you go, just a reminder that if you are eligible to apply for a rates rebate, you need to do it before the 30th of June. So get online. You need a statement of income, and you need to fill out the form, and then you can press submit online, or you can put it in the library box. So just a quick reminder there.
Yes, thank you for that. The library has the forms, and if you lost your information from WINS about your income, you just telephone them and they will either email you your statement of income, or they'll mail it to you in the post, and you can add it to the form and get it in. But you can't start on the 30th. You've got to get going now.
That's right.
Okay.
Thanks so much, Anne-Marie.
Yes, thank you, Alex, and thank you, listeners. Get together with Senior Focus next Sunday at 5:25 p.m. on Planet FM 104.6, or listen online at any time at planetaudio.org.nz/Senior Focus, and do note Senior Focus is one word.
Scarborough Fair, parsley, sage, rosemary, and thyme. Remember me to one who lives there. She once was a true love of mine. Sage, rosemary, and thyme. dress and polishes a gun, she'll be a true lover.